During Governor Paquin's budget address in late February, he talked about tackling two of the state's biggest budget busters, pensions and Medicaid. He also said the state could save money by closing 14 major facilities. Mental health centers were among those on the list.
We will close two mental health hospitals, Tinley Park, as well as Singer in Rockford.
The governor added that closing these hospitals would go beyond saving money.
The approach we are taking to rebalance our system will allow for the safe and smart transition to community care settings for our most vulnerable citizens.
Fast forward 4 months, and Quinn is following through on his promise to shutter facilities. The Tinley Park location is scheduled to close in early July, and a spokeswoman for the governor's budget office says their plans haven't changed for Rockford Singer Center. A formal announcement is expected when Quinn signs the new budget at the end of the month. The decision to close Singer has providers and advocates worried about the effect it will have on local residents in need of psychiatric care. The center primarily serves a 9-county region, but takes in people from other parts of the state. In addition to concerns about care, law enforcement officials are worried about crowded jails taking on extra inmates who would otherwise be sent to places like Singer. Sandy Lewis is executive director of the McHenry County Mental Health Board. She says they don't primarily use Singer, but she says they will still feel some of the impact.
With Singer closing, more demand will be shifted to Elgin, and we had a primary relationship with Elgin, a state-operated facility. So having less beds available to us there does, again, shift the responsibility back onto the community.
Adding to the problem for McHenry County is that its main private mental health center is due to close at the end of the month. After its funding sources dried up, the center tried to merge with another provider in an effort to keep the doors open, but those plans fell through. Lewis says they're now in the process of working with the state and community groups to prepare the facility's clients for the transition that lies ahead.
In the last 90 days, we estimate that between 2,000 and 2,500 people receive services from Family Services. So it's really a daunting challenge to make sure that there are individualized pathways for each one of these individuals.
For the communities directly served by Rockford Singer Center, similar steps are being taken to absorb the impact of the facility's anticipated closure.
There's a possibility of creating new beds at some private hospitals, and also there's talk about a triage center being created in Rockford.
That's Robin Garvey, who's with the Northern Illinois chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Despite the efforts being made, Garvey says they're up against a time crunch. She also says there's another problem, a lack of outside funding to make up for dwindling support from the state.
Many, many areas in Northern Illinois have what are called 708 boards. They have a local funding stream where a very small tax has been applied to provide funding for people with developmental disabilities and mental illnesses. In our area, there is no such funding stream, and so there's no safety net. There's no backup.
But an extra funding source doesn't always prevent drastic cuts. Advocates point to what's happening in McHenry County. Meanwhile, in the case of the Tinley Park Hospital, a lawsuit was filed to block the closing. Advocates wanted to ensure that all of the money saved from the move would be redirected to community services. A judge denied the motion filed by the plaintiffs, which included Garvey's organization. In theory, advocates agree with the governor's argument that Illinois needs to focus more on community care versus institutional care. But Garvey says emerging models for crisis intervention won't always be the proper form of treatment.
Unfortunately, there are some people who are still going to need hospitalization, and we have to be careful that we're able to provide for those people who are least able to provide for themselves when they're in a crisis.
And like the situation in Tinley Park, Rockford area officials are worried the state won't redirect enough funding to ramp up community-based mental health care. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.